evolution's fact? Who made that claim?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum and planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, of course, almost all science professors in secular schools present evolution as fact. Now, when I went to school in the 60s and 70s, my teachers said that evolution was just a hypothesis or a guess. But today, well, evolution is being presented basically as fact. People might wonder how teachers can do this when there's no observational evidence for evolution. Well, it's happened because secular education has become so anti-God in its philosophy, rejecting any possibility of Genesis creation. So educators now say, well, there's only one option. Life must have evolved. If there's no God and life is here, well, evolution has to be fact. You know, when you think about it, ultimately there are only two views of origins. Either there's a supernatural being responsible for the universe, or somehow matter formed from nothing by chance processes into life. And why do so many embrace this anti-God religion of evolution? Well, we're all descendants of the first man, Adam, whose sin was to reject God's word. We don't want to be accountable to a creator.
One of the patron saints of humanists is Charles Darwin, whose 200th birthday is upcoming. Well, we've just published a special edition of our Answers magazine on Darwin. We'll send a copy of this fascinating magazine to you when you present a donation of any amount. Call us toll-free at 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.